Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, that subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and you must get so sick of me saying that. So I'm sorry. And let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. And today's first story comes from PM Me Random Tips, who says, am I the arsehole for not paying for not giving up to my brother's tantrums? Posted in my side account because I know for a fact sister-in-law reads stuff on this sub. I, female 29, recently bought a house and a brand new car. I will admit I probably splurge on my house more than I should, but growing up very poor, it has always been a dream of mine to live in a nice house. I worked really hard to be where I am. So much so, I undergo countless breakups because I always choose career over boys. My brother, male 25, is currently jobless. He works as a tourist guide before and can barely make ends meet. He has 5 kids now and counting as his wife announced pregnancy recently. He messaged me on Facebook that there is something he wants to talk about and I thought he wants to name me godmother to his incoming baby. I said sure and invited him to the house to get his approval about some things I modified for our parents. I gave him a tour and he admired my house greatly, saying things like how excited he is to bring the kids to my house. I did not mind anything about it as I thought he meant a visit, which I'm more than happy to host them for. Imagine my surprise when he finally sat me down and finally revealed what he wants to talk about. He wants me to give him my house. I clarified whether he meant this house or the other house I bought for my parents, which I still lived in. Still has modifications ongoing with my dream house. He said the house is big enough for his family and I can go visit them anytime I like. He even offered that if I really wanted to live there, I can go move into the maid's room and modify it for my personal use. I was shocked and I cannot speak as he thanked me over and over for the house. I finally asked him where the heck did that idea come from and said our mother told him I will give him my house. I of course corrected that and this is where things gone south. My brother repeatedly said since our mum said the house is his now, I cannot do anything but give in. I called my mother to tell him to duck off and lo and behold, my mother sided with my brother. To make this long story short, my whole family had cut me off and parents disowned me until I could give my brother my house. My father had been brought to the hospital over this fight and now I feel really bad. The guy I'm seeing now said to just give the house to my brother and he'll help me buy another. Reddit, am I the arsehole here? And there was a couple of edits which were covered straight away and it says, to clarify, the house that they gave away is the newly bought one. One I thought where I could raise 5 adorable fur babies. Family home is in my name too, as I have to take out a loan back then to buy it. So yeah, it may be obvious I'm not the asshole at first sight, but I feel like I could be one because my father got hospitalized over the ensuing fight for the house. Edit 2. I'm trying to read all the comments and I'm just so overwhelmed for your support. I'm temporarily staying at a friend's house ever since. Your encouraging words really helped ease my mood. I finally decided not to give this house and sell the other one to help pay for a vast majority of loan on my dream house. I also decided to remove my parents' access to my health plans and remove them on my insurance. Last but not the least, thank you for the award, kind strangers. Reading your comments made me realize how ridiculously unreal this sounds. And we do have an update which came 8 months later. You know, and it's always going to be a not the arsehole in this situation, but it just left me thinking, what the bloody hell is going on here? Imagine, like, the brother in this situation turning up to your sister's house. You walk in and you're thinking, looking around, thinking, yeah, This I do. This is a nice drum. I'll take it. Thanks, sis. You can move into the maid's room. The bollocks on this man. Holy moly. And what is going on with the family? What is going on with the parents? They cut OP off. Parents disowned OP until they give up the house. And you're feeling guilty because your father ended up in hospital over this fight. And, you know, as I can probably understand, regardless of the situation, you still feel, you know, concerned for your father. But you are not at fault in any way, shape or form in this situation. The absolute entitlement. And it shocks me to say this isn't the first time we've had a story where someone feels entitled to somebody else's house. It's madness. But Nervous Tomato says, not the arsehole, of course, but what the actual hell is going on here? The entitlement of your brother to expect that you will give him your house, and the nerve of your parents expecting that you would indeed do this. Actually, if your parents want to provide for your brother, they can invite him to live in the house you bought for them, and they can live in the maid's room. Your family is toxic, OP, and if that's how they see you, as a bank, then cutting you off is a good thing for you. Blue Cardinal says, is this a joke? One of the clearest not the arseholes I've ever seen. You already gave your parents one house and they took it upon themselves to give your home away as well. OP replied to that saying, ha, thanks. I feel really awful though, as I mentioned. My father has been brought to the hospital over this. I feel really guilty because if I had not fought my brother and mother, he would have been probably fine. He thinks I should have given my brother the house, as he thinks I can afford to buy another for a few years. He has a point, so it eats me up. He doesn't have a point, OP. He doesn't have a point. But PikaPika26 says, not the arsehole, and you should sell the other house in your name, since they have disowned you, and take it to go on an amazing holiday. How horrible. OP replies saying, lol, this comment made me laugh. This is the same suggestion as my boss, who also happens to be my best friend. She said I should use the money to treat myself on a nice holiday in Europe, as I had always wanted. Strawberry12 says, 5 kids at 25. He doesn't need a house, he needs a box of condoms. Pigalex says, not the arsehole, your family is insanely selfish. Do your parents value your brother over you? OP replied saying, he has been kind of a favourite, being the younger and smarter when we were kids. I already knew that, so. I mean smarter like he has high honours back in high school. I'm the daughter who repeated grade 7 because I'm dumb, according to my science teacher. Sliced Nugget says, the fuck? No, not the arsehole. Who the fuck thinks? Lol, ISIS bought a house. It's for me now. And who in the fuck thinks to side with that? Stick to your stance. It's not like it's a chocolate bar for a dollar. It's a goddamn house. And one more from Ragdoll Seeker, who says, not the arsehole, your mum probably thought that since you have already given them a house, you can be pressured to give up another. She did not understand your generosity at all. I would simply lay the guilt trip thick. I thought that when I bought you a house, you would appreciate it. Did you really think that I bought it because I had to? No, I simply wanted to help my parents. Now you guys betray me like this. You thought you could scream at me to take my home. So disappointed. The best thing to do is simply call the other close relatives and tell the story of your side and ask their advice. Once other people begin to take your side, they will step back and apologize. If you do not speak up, they are likely to tell a whole different story to the others. This way, there is no screaming matches. When they try to argue, you can simply act sad, tell above, sigh, and just remove yourself from argument. This will help your guilt about dad's health as well. Anyway, let's move on to that update to find out what happens next. And as mentioned, the update came 8 months later. Hello. So a lot of people have reached out to me since my original post. A lot has happened since then. I'll try to include as much details as I can. So I cut my family off back in December and removed them in all services that will benefit them being connected to me. Since I figured, hey mum, you told me I'm dead to you, then you can get no free house from me anymore. So, the reactions from our extended family were just as I expected. Most of the adults sided with my mother. My cousins expressed their support to me. I got uninvited with a family reunion I initially sponsored, and isn't that just the worst? My aunt and uncles had barricaded the gate when I arrived at my granny's house. I won't expand on this anymore because this still hurts until now. My mother has also sued me for selling the first house back in January. It did not reach the higher courts and I won. Public perception of me got worse though. She and my brother took this defeat to twist the sympathy in their favour. They posted on social media about how I am an ungrateful daughter and I owe them for everything I have. They also blamed me for my father's death. Yes, he died. I did not even get to attend the funeral because I am banned. When this happened, I almost gave in and signed the papers to give the house to my brother. I blamed myself and believed my selfishness killed my father. At this point, my boyfriend convinced me to take a break from work and talk to a professional. I did just that, and I'm only just now realizing how ducked up the way they raised me. I can't believe it took internet strangers to realize something is wrong with how they treated me. To be honest, I almost decided not to post an update. It was last month when my therapist suggested I should do it because this is where me breaking off from them started. On the bright side, I saw how my fiance's family really liked me because of this ordeal. I thought they were just being nice, but shit happened and they supported me every step of the way, especially when my partner had to go overseas for a 1 week stay because of his job. They really took care of me and even assured me that I'm worth more than my family thinks I am. The nicest thing I've ever heard in my life came from his mother. Anyway, last July 21st, my father's birthday, mother reached out to me. She explained to me that she understood she had no right banning me from his funeral, but at the time, all she can think about is how I cut them off from my health plans and it rendered them incapable of supporting my father's hospitalization. I did not realize this and we cried for hours. She said she still blames me though and doesn't think she can forgive me. I think I understand her. My therapist told me that thinking of what ifs is counterproductive, but still, if I could go back in time, I'd help them with this. My brother won't talk to me. That's fine. The feeling is very much mutual. And I came out of this one feeling like sort of bittersweet in some ways. And I'm happy for OP that, you know, there was no contact with these people for the way that they were treated by their own family for all this time. Absolutely disgusting behaviour. And I was feeling good she'd done that, but so pissed off that her mum is still blaming her for everything. The mum who tried to give away someone else's house, OP's house, to someone else and has the audacity to blame OP for it. But even so, looking at this post as a whole, the whole situation, I find so bizarre the way that they talk about houses. Like, yeah, you can have a house. I'll take your house off you if that's all right. Well, not even if that's all right. They're just, I'll take your house off you. Like we're talking about, like we're talking about Pokemon cards here or something. But now I turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? As always, I would love to hear them if you have a moment to share them. And let's move on to another story.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And our next story comes from ThinCrab664, who says, am I the asshole for not talking to my mother-in-law after she insisted my daughter not sign at the dinner table? Oh, holy shit, can I get my verdict now? Anyway, I, 29 female, have a daughter, 6 female, from a previous relationship. Her father has no contact with her, and my husband of 2 years, 30 male, is the closest to a father she has ever known. My daughter was born deaf and communicates via BSL. I am fluent, having learned alongside her, and my husband, while not fluent, is getting there, as he wants to be able to communicate with her fully and also teach any children we have together to communicate with their older sister. when we went to his parents for an Easter dinner. His siblings and nieces and nephews were all there, and we of course brought my daughter. All the kids were very happy to get plenty of chocolate and play together. The issue rose, however, during dinner, as my daughter kept putting a fork and knife down to sign with me and my husband to talk. It was causing her to eat slower than everyone else, and my mother-in-law asked me to tell her not to sign at the dinner table, as food was going to get cold. Plus, it was setting a bad example and distracting from the other kids. I won't beat around the bush. I got angry. I told mother-in-law that this is how my daughter communicates, and I'm not going to make her not sign. I did encourage my daughter to continue eating before her dinner got cold, but to not sign? No. That pisses me off and makes me think of people who have tried to make my daughter play the quiet hands game, aka not sign. I told mother-in-law the only way she could ask that of my daughter is if she told everyone else not to talk at all. We ended up leaving a little early, and my husband, while supportive of me, has tried to tell me that his mother didn't mean any real harm, and she doesn't get why this would be a sensitive topic. I've refused to speak to my mother-in-law since that dinner, and won't until she apologizes. My husband thinks I'm being a bit too harsh, and I need to be the one to reach out with an olive branch on this matter, but I can't help but feel if this had been her biological grandchild, who was deaf, she wouldn't have said something so insensitive or implied it was a distraction and bad example. I don't know. Maybe I'm too defensive as it's my child and I'm protective. What do you all think?
And yeah, I pretty much should have given my verdict at the start. Absolutely not the arsehole in this situation. When I got to that line of, you know, it was setting a bad example and distracting for other kids. What, a six-year-old trying to communicate with everyone else around the table the only way that she can? And when we got to that last paragraph where husband says, like, he was supportive, but tried to tell you that his mother didn't mean any real harm and she doesn't get why this would be a sensitive topic. Well, surely husband would have explained why this would have been a sensitive topic, and surely then she should be apologizing for it. Not expecting an apology back and olive branch to come back at her when she was the shitty person in this situation. Absolutely not the arsehole to me. Guinness and Cheddar says, not the arsehole if other children are allowed to talk at the table, but mother-in-law expects your daughter to sit without communicating. Your mother-in-law is a massive arsehole. Bendito Pilot says, not the arsehole. If she had only said she didn't want your daughter to eat cold food, then I would understand where she was coming from. But to say signing is distracting and a bad example to the other kids is completely wrong and blatant discrimination. You are right to be angry. Cookie says, not the arsehole. It's not her fault that she is deaf. She shouldn't not be allowed to sign unless no one else is talking. Also, the quiet hands game is really bad, and people who try and play the quiet hands game is absolutely disgraceful. Edit, common question, what is that game? Basically, it's a game where people don't use their hands like signing stuff, so people who use their hands to communicate can't do anything. It's a really bad thing to treat kids like this. Edit number two, I'm glad that this is getting the awareness it needs. Absolutely. Straight after I read this post, I had to go and Google what the quiet hands game is myself. I had never heard of it. So, and I hope some others here are learning about that as well. That sounds absolutely awful. Photos, beer and teach says, not the arsehole. Most people, if they did not understand why it was a sensitive issue, would apologize once it was explained to them. To which Pop Science replies that saying, OP is very much not the arsehole, but I think you've touched on an important point. My dad is in his 70s and often takes an angry, ignorant stance on some topics. But once I explain to him why he should see it differently in a respectful way, he can see it from a different perspective. What OP's mother-in-law did was 110% awful. No argument there. But I think we need to remember that those of us who were and are raised in different environments and are and or in different eras have the advantage of being able to see things with a broader perspective. Approaching prejudice with anger doesn't really work because the default response is defensiveness. While I don't believe OP should have to explain a perspective to a mother-in-law, I also understand the world isn't a perfect place. So I think perhaps in the spirit of trying to make the relationship more positive for her child, it could be in OP's best interest to raise the topic with mother-in-law, voice her objections to her actions, and respectfully explain why it's such a big issue. If with this new understanding, mother-in-law chooses to reiterate her objections to signing at the table, OP should raise hell and cut contact. but I do think it's worth a shot trying to reason with mother-in-law by explaining why what she did was so wrong. And another comment just for something else from Random Selection 1, who says, "You're the arsehole, not for being upset and offended, but for responding to be upset and offended by giving the silent treatment. You're projecting your own insecurities by assuming that your mother-in-law responded to your daughter the way she did based on genealogy and not ignorance. She may truly not understand the impact of her words on your differently abled daughter. She will never understand if you don't make it clear to her in a calm and clear specific way. Normally, I would say your husband should advocate for you, but he is also still learning and may not be the best person to outline all the ways that your mother-in-law's words and implications are damaging. The idea that if someone offends us once we ignore them is rooted in ego. Now, if after a thorough conversation you experience this again with your extended family, then you may have to respond in a way that fully protects your daughter. It seems like this is a first-time thing. Give the same grace you're expecting and have an adult conversation. Not the arsehole for your feelings, but definitely the arsehole for your response after the fact." And the final comment from Poke0003, who says, "Well, I guess I'll brace for the onslaught, but everyone sucks here, assuming I'm not missing more context. Your mother-in-law sucks for obvious reasons outlined everywhere. If I'm reading the post right though, your husband's feedback is that she doesn't get what she's done. If that's right, I don't see how the silent treatment / no contact is addressing the problem. This is your daughter's grandmother, effectively. It sounds like she needs some engagement and coaching. And yes, also needs to be acknowledging her wrongdoing. But she needs to get it to do that. Now, what do you guys make of this situation? Do you think it's a not the arsehole, or do you agree with maybe the you're the arsehole or everyone sucks here? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, as always, a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me. As always, at the end of the video, there'll be a couple of playlists there that you can click on, and then I'll scroll through all the videos for you, for whatever hobbies you're doing. And as always, let me know. Even send pictures to me on Twitter so I can see what you're making or what you're up to. Love to see it, at Mark Narrations, by the way. And hopefully, I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Yeah, man, I remember being so naive when life was good, weather and palm trees. Back in the day, you were everything I need. But then along came a time when you crushed my dreams. Oh yeah, you played me like a fool when you made me believe that the line between love wasn't thick enough to read. Oh yeah, you see we in despair, crime everywhere. You're selling false hope because you just don't care. Nah, you just don't care. Nah. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.